relay two parshas, relaying parshas in Sovim and parshas Vayelech. And the Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Rishonim that whenever you read two parshas, you should be careful not to insult either one parsha or the other by giving the other one more kibbutz than this one. So you have to give the aliyahs even Stephen. You shouldn't give one Sedra more aliyahs than the other, so it shouldn't feel hurt. What do you mean the Sedra is going to feel hurt? Some of what it means is that the Chachamim felt that we should be so nizah not to hurt human beings, other human beings, that we should even make believe we should practice on Sedras. You should practice the Sedras with people and to make sure not to give more cover to one Sedra than to the other. Like we're very mocked on Friday night to cover up the Chalas when we say Kiddush. So the Rishonim gave different reasons, some Alpi Aloha and some Alpi Agadah. So Alpi Agadah, they call Alpi Aloha, they give other reasons, and Alpi Agadah, they give this reason. That the real thing is, later in Prophets, you're going to learn it, that if you have bread and you have wine and you're interested in having both, so you should really say Hamotzi first and then say Borkri Agochen on the wine. Secondly, because the Pas is more Choshev, more important, the Bracha Hamotzi is more important than the Bracha Borkri Agochen. But on Friday night, you have to say Kiddush first. First, you have to recite the Kiddush, and then you say Hamotzi afterwards. Because you're not permitted to eat before the Kiddush. So when you say the Borkri Agochen first, so the bread is going to feel insulted. So really, it's superior, it's more Choshev. You should really say the Bracha Hamotzi on the bread before you. Before you say the drop of Borkri Agochen on the wine. So in order that Shaliyah HaPas V'Shasai, so we cover up the bread. If it's not here at all, so then we say the drop on the wine first. What does it mean the Pas is really going to feel insulted? In some Pas V'Shasai, you have a lot of times like that. So it means that the Minhagim has developed that we try to be so careful about not insulting human beings that we even practice on bread and we practice on sedras, not to insult them, not to make them feel bad. So exactly how do we avoid insulting one sedra or the other? How do we exactly arrange this, that the both sedras should get the equal number of aliyahs? So the question is, on Shabbos you give seven aliyahs. So how do you divide seven in half? So it's three and a half and three and a half. So you give three and a half aliyahs in the first sedra and three and a half aliyahs in the second sedra. What it means is that Ravi, the fourth aliyah, has to begin somewhere in the first sedra and then extend into the middle of the second Sedra somehow. It doesn't, so you can't make any Hysophas, in other words, in the first Sedra. You can make in the second Sedra, you can't make in the first Sedra.
In the second Sedra you have,
if you
make
a Hysophas
in the second, you have to make
in
the first
Sedra. Ah, so now there's an Achleikis Dachranim. Now there's an Achleikis in Shulchan Aruch. Most Dachranim say that you only worry about the Shiva Kruim, about the first seven Aliyahs. You don't worry about the Hysophas. So you only have to see to it that the that Ravi begins in the first sedra and enters into the second sedra. Balabatim, who are gaboy, make a mistake, they think that there's some kind of a din or something, but you can't make a surface until you finish what it says printed in the Chumash, that this is where Chamishi begins. That's not true. You can't make a surface in the first sedra. You can end Ravi anywhere in the second sedra. So each one had three and a half aliyahs of design fluid. And then the Levush is of the opinion that it doesn't only depend on the Zayin Kruim, on the basic seven aliyahs, that you should have three and a half, three and a half. The Gabbai has to decide in advance how many Hoysophas he plans to make. If he's going to give 10 aliyahs, they divide it up 5 and 5. If he plans to give 20 aliyahs, they divide it up 10 and 10. You have to make your mind up in advance how many aliyahs he's going to give. And then, like you said, then you divide it up accordingly. So Rav Acharonim say, not like the Levush. Is very often the case. Levush very often stands alone. Rav Acharonim say against the Levush that you only worry about the Zayin Kruim. Because of the Levush's opinion, so Rav Soloveitchik said the name of his father's a halacha. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said he thought that it's proper to avoid the whole machlokes to make sure you don't make any hoysafas. Now we have two parshas that are the Kedorim. You avoid all shayla. Depends. Depends which shul you daven. Usually the Gabbai feels that even if on a normal Shabbos you don't want to make a Hysophas, but when you lend two sedras, it should be 14 aliyahs that lend itself to the Hysophas for sure. Each one should have had seven aliyahs. So that's why Moshe Soloveitchik suggested that it's not, perhaps it's better to avoid the whole machlokes and bedavka not to make any Hysophas at all.
He was kosher to the day of the Levush?
Yes, the Yotze both sheetahs. The Yotze both sheetahs.
Well,
the first parsha won't feel bad that it didn't get Hoysophas. So what?
We've
got the Ikka Kibbut is the seven aliyahs. After the seven aliyahs, you can really end the whole three as a third.
And it does not get less than three and a half seven. Well,
why?
Because of all the
whole
only says
that
the person is not
going to
live 3.5. So it says.
No, the second one doesn't get more than 3.5. Well, let's say that the first one should not get more than 3.5, nor less than 3.5. Dr. Ravi should be mechaper to both settings, in order that each setting should get 3.5 of the Iker Aliyah. You could arrange it in any possible, there are many different possibilities of how to arrange the Aliyah. So we'll mock the doctor that the Ravi should be mechaper. Each one got 3.5 of the basic 7 Aliyah.
Can I get a before we come in
Aliyah? Right, that's what the Gaboyim, that's what I mentioned, that's what the Gaboyim in the shul, the Balabata make a mistake, they think that you can't make any Hasafah before it's printed in the Chumash Tamishim. That's not true. You're not supposed to make a Hasafah before you finish Revi in the second set. You can finish Revi wherever you want. This is not a lot at all. It's not a lot at all that you have to stop where it says Hamishi became the Gaboyim. There's no such thing. The Matzah is ready, Hasafah. You're ready to do a Hasafah. Yeah. Basically, we always do against the Lefush. Because we're always giving ourselves. Exactly. That's what Tyson says. Because Mikar Adin, Igmari and Megillah has a machlokes, whether Maftar is oiler than Minyan Kurim and Maftar is not oiler. Marshall, on Shabbos, when you have to give 7 aliyahs to Maftar, does it mean 7 plus 1? Or does it mean 7 and the 7th one is the Maftar? Or let's say on Yom Kippur, when you give 6 aliyahs, does it mean 6 plus 1 for Maftar? I mean 5, and the 6th one is the Maftar. On Yom Kippur, you give 5 aliyahs, does it mean 4 plus 1 for Maftar? I mean 5 plus Maftar. So that's a Shailah Nigmar. So the Machlokes and Tosfos, how we pass in the Rabbi. In the time says, that Mikra Adin, we pass in like the opinion, the Harai from Matinus Tzibur. We give 3 aliyahs, and the 3rd one is Maftar. Why don't you give 3, and then in addition, you give Maftar? So Rabbi in the time says, that's a Rai Shein Olei Al-Tshuva, he considers it, that the Maftar is that it means you should give 3 aliyahs, including Maftar. So on Yom Tov and Yom Kippur and Shabbos, really Maftar is also Mikra Adin is Oyle Leminyan Kruim, except that we figure, the Rabbi Natan says, why not be Yotze Yidei Kol HaShitas? If there's another Mandam in the Gemara who holds not so, so he may as well satisfy his opinion also, say so make HaHisofer, because the Gemara says he permitted to make HaHisofer. Our practice is we only make HaHisofer on Shabbos, we don't make HaHisofer on Yom Kippur, we don't make HaHisofer on Yom Tov, but the Rabbi Natan says, and Rav HaRishonim hold like that, that you may make HaHisofer on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Yom Kippur. It's only the Ran, the Chumr from the Ran and the Gila that he interprets the Mishnah like that. You can only make HaHisofer on Shabbos, not on the other days.
According to that,
though,
we don't make
books up
in
time
of
time
Yom Kippur. So in essence,
we're always making high stuff. Right, right. We're machmel, but we're not machmel. That's what Rabbi Natan says. We're always making high stuff. This week's Hatzera is so sus. Usually when you have to Sedris, Mekubarim, so the Avodram quotes two Minhagim, which Haftarah do you read? Do you read the Haftarah from the first Sedris, do you read the Haftarah from the second Sedris? This week is not so much of a choice, because we want to finish off the Shev and Achenesis. First Ish shall be laying, for the Haftarah, we lay in the Flask the Paranusa, the three Haftarahs that speak about the Korban Beis HaMikdash, where the Nevi'im speak about the Beis HaMikdash being coming forward. And following Tisha B'Av until Rosh Hashanah, we lay in the Shev and Achenesis, the 7 Haftarahs, but Nechamas Yerushalayim. Today, this coming Shabbos, we cannot lay in the Haftarah for next week. That's not the Shev Nechentos. We have to lay in Soisosis. And then the Haftarah from Vayelech is Shuvah. That's the Haftarah for Shabbos Shuvah that we always say. Now, Sarah's make sure. This Haftarah of Soisosis, in the days of the Bali Atheistis, that is quoted by the Mechaber in Hilchas Kriyas Haftarah, and by the Ramah, and Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, at the very end of Hilchas Rosh Chodesh, they also have a little bit of Dine Kriyat HaTorah, the end of Simen Tov Tov Chet. The Dine of Kriyat HaTorah found in three different places. It wasn't three, but basically three places in Shulchan Aruch HaKayim. One is Hilchos Kriyat HaTorah. You have the Hilchos Tzadrichos HaShachar, then Kriyat Shema, then Shema Esrei, then Tachmim, then Kriyat HaTorah. Tzadrich and Kuflan and Eid. Then you have Hilchos Shabbos again, Hilchos Kriyat HaTorah, Reish Pei Beis. And then you have the end of Hilchos Rish Chodesh, Tov Tov Chet, the last Simen, Hilchos Rish Tov Tov Chet. As the rest. If you want to find a din, you have to look at all three places. You'll never know which place the din is found. It's completely not normal.
Why in Rosh Chodesh?
After Rosh Chodesh, before Hilchos Pesach begins, so the Mechaber just writes the dinim of when you're laying what? When you're laying the Shev Nechemter, plus the Koranusa, and how to lay Hazinu, these are all the dinim. Could have just as well put it in Reish Pei Beis. I don't know why I put it. That's how the Tur did it, the Kasha and the Tur. That's why the Tur did it. Why the Tur do it like that? I don't know. Why did the historical Pella, why did the Tur change the Seder of the Rama? The Rama took all the Gemaras that are out of order and he put them in order. Then the Tur took the Rama and he put it back out of order. Why did he just leave the Rama? If the Rama would have written on the Rama instead of on the Shulchan Aruch, we would have been able to find it in. The Rama is so Mesuradik, it's so orderly. He didn't though, because the Shulchan Aruch wrote on the Tur, and the Tur took the Rama and put it back out of order. I don't know what, one of the ploy. If you don't want it in, and then you have dinim from a Sefer Torah that's in Yerideya. Hilchas Tefillah, and half of Hilchas Tefillah is in Hilchas Tefillah, and the other half is in Hilchas Sefer Torah in Yerideya. And then you have a Shaila, whether you Tefillah or Kosha or not. So you have to look over here, and you have to look over there, and you have to look here. It's not to be found in one place. It's scattered all over, I don't know, the Talmud. So this Haftarah of Sos Asis that we read this week is the last of the Shev Din HaKendush. In the days of the Rishonim, again, the Mechaber and Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, and the Ramah, in the end of Tov Tov Ches, the other place, the third place of the Kriyas HaTorah is found in the Shulchan Aruch. They both quote a minik from the Balei HaTosis. Rabbi quotes the Balei HaTosis and a minik, and whenever a fellow got married, that's called a chasm, so it's a chiyuv to give the chasm an aliyah during the Shivus Me'amishnah. The fact that we give the chasm an aliyah before he gets married, that's a minhug, that's not really a medina. It's not a real deal. It says din, mitam minhug. But the fact that the chasm and the Shivus Me'amishnah is supposed to get an aliyah, that's considered a real din. Why exactly should that be a real din, is the question. So Rav Soloveitchik interpreted that the chasm has a chiyuv simcha. And the Rambam writes in Hilchot Yantav that a chiyuv simcha doesn't merely mean that each week can be merry, that's the simcha sakeres. It's just he makes his belly satisfied. The simcha means to be mistameach adad, the Rambam writes. The real way to accomplish mitzvah simcha on Yantav, the Rambam writes, is by giving tzedakah to the aniyim. That's why it's a mitzvah to make an appeal on every Yantav and to give the dorim on Yantav to fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav. That's how the Chumash always uses. Smacha, Ata, the Halevi, the Agir, the Ayos, the Amor, Asher, B'Sherecho, because that's the way to do the Samachta, to be Mesameach Adas. Dodo Be'ez Tzara is another idea. It's another reason why they make Nidorim on Yonim Tevim. The Rishonim have both reasons. Because on Shalosh Regalim, in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Yimei Hadin, and Shalosh Regalim, the Mishnah also says Yimei Hadin, because of Pesach Nidonim Al Atzvua, and the Chag Nidonim Al Amayim, the Shavuot, the Atzeres Nidonim Al Teres Elon. So because it's Nidonim, so they're also Yimei Hadin. So Shabbos is not the Yom Hadin, but Yomim Tovim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Pesach Shavuot says it's Yimei Hadin. But because they're Yimei Hadin, so therefore they consider Beis Tzara. And the Medrash says, Pesach is on the first daf of Chulam. It's quoted in Medrash and it's quoted in Yerodeh, the first page of Chel Gimel Yerodeh, and Hilchos Nedarim, that it's a mitzvah lido Beis Tzara, mitzvah to be Mekabel Nedarim. And one is the Yais Tzara, so that in the schus of that neder, one will be zeichet to be nitzal from the Tzara. Learn that from Yankov Avinu. Da'ira Yankov neder leimo, yile kimi madi ish, maran da hazer, then he says, Aser Asmen Elok, he's going to give Maisek Tzara. So because it says leimor, so the neder says leimor ledoris. Da'ira Yankov neder, Yankov took a neder leimor ledoris to teach Bnei Yisrael throughout all the future generations that whenever they have the Yais Tzara, like he was running away from Esau, he thought Esau was going to kill him. He's afraid Esau wanted to kill him. So whatever we are, Be'ez Tzara, we're running away from Nochrim or whatever. Going to college, trying to get a job, trying to get a shidduch, whatever the Be'ez Tzara happens to be, so it's a mitzvah lidur. So Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Shalosh Regalim, I consider Be'ez Tzara, because they may have in. So that's another reason that the Rishonim give, the Ritzvon Adorim, and others give that reason why it's a mitzvah to give tzedakah, to be mekabel tzedakah on the Yom Kippur. And another time is what the Rambam and the Prima Gadim writes like that. The other time is based on the Rambam and Hilchos Yantav. That's a mitzvah. Mitzvah simcha means to be misameach others, not just to be sameach yourself, being misameach others. That's what the Zohar writes. The Zohar quotes the Mishnah in Beitzah that says, in Megillah, that says, Ein beyantav the Shabbos aloichal nefesh kolvad. So the Zohar says, what the Mishnah means, we know that on Shabbos you're not permitted to do malacha for aloichal nefesh, and on Yantav you are permitted to do. That's the Shabbos. And then the Zohar quotes the Mishnah and says, Al derech haremez, the name of Yom Shabbos Elo, Echal Nefesh Bulvad, if a guy eats all by himself and he doesn't have any yorchim. So on Shabbos the Zohar says that it's okay, you're not supposed to have yorchim, but on Yom Tov, Echal Nefesh Bulvad is oster, you're not allowed to eat by yourself. You must have a guest. If you don't have a guest, you're not misameach others. On Shabbos there's no chiyuv simcha, but on Yom Tov there's a chiyuv simcha. I wish taking the Zohar. See that even the Mishnayot have shot, remez, drush, and so on. That's just
go.
Ochel. Ochel, that is Belvat, right. Guy who eats all by himself. Oh, so Rasul Rechik explains that how is one mislamech others? So one idea is talk about giving tzafit. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That a guy who gets married should be very careful to give tzafit. Should be very careful to give tzafit. But Shulchan Aruch takes both that from the Gemara and Erev, and the Gemara and Erev is based on a different reason why chassanim should be careful to give tzafit right away. The first one says you should give right away ma'aseh tzafit. When you get married, you should be careful to give ma'aseh tzafit right away. And the chassanim are tzafit. Why? So they give a different tzafit. They don't say so much because it's different. Because the Gemara says in Brachas that the chatzin is one of the three people who needs a shmirah. The chatzin shouldn't walk out in the street by himself because he just got married and he's so happy now. And maybe that next week he'll be miserable with his wife, but right now, so far, he's still very happy. And everybody else is going to give him an ein hara. They think that he's the happiest guy in the world, and everybody's dancing around him and singing around him, carrying him on a chair, and they're giving him presents, and he's taken off from work, paid vacation, and they let him, and even in the kollel days, they let him go off without taking the bchinas, and so he can miss shiur. He doesn't get into any trouble. So because everybody's mechaber him, they're all dancing around him and singing, and so on. So therefore, people are going to give the chasen an ein hara. So that's what the Gemara says, the chasen shouldn't walk by himself in the street. So someone's going to give him a nine hara. So the Gemara says in Erevin that one of the ways to avoid a nine hara, there are different ways to avoid nine hara. Some people put salt in their underwear, other people wear their bands, all kinds of strange things. So the Gemara has a down to earth answer. You give stock. The Gemara says if you give stock, that's one way to avoid nine hara. They should take them off. So that's what's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. That the chasen, that's a Gemara. That the chasen should be careful to give stock right away. There's a different reason why the chasen should give stock because he has a mitzvah. So Rav Soloveitchik added on that there's another way to fulfill the mitzvah of simcha. It says in the Poskim that a person should always try as hard as he can to get an aliyah on Yom Tovim. On Shabbos you don't have to try to get an aliyah. It says in Achrayim a person should try to get an aliyah once a month. That's Sifrei Hayira. That's how the Poskim quote that, I don't know which, Sifrei Hayira, it says that a person should always try to see whether he gets an aliyah once a month. But as far as Yom Tovim are concerned, there it says that a person, Shari Feinfeld, from Nachrayim, that a person should try, even if it's going to cost him money, to get an aliyah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Pesach Shavuos. Why? Because on Yom Kippur there is a Pi of Simcha. What better way is it to be Mesameach others than by telling them a Shtigl Ter? If you can give a public shiur, if you're the rabbi in the shul, or if you give a shiur, say give a shiur. If you're Mesameach others, you're saying give a Ter. Because the Pasuk says, Pekuri Hashem Yishorim, Mesam Chelem. On Tisha B'Av one is not permitted to learn Torah because of the Yisra Simcha. And in Shiva Rahman al Islam, the person who observes the Havel Shiva is not permitted to learn and to teach others because of Simcha. So on Yom Tovim there's a thief Simcha, so what better way is there to be the same method as the same Divrei Torah? If you can eat, you're able to say Divrei Torah. If you're not able to, you get Aliyah, the one who gets Aliyah, the one who gets Aliyah, the one who gets Aliyah, he's like, I can have a Bal Koren, Bal Koren, the one thing, the old one, the red body, because in the days of the Gemara, the one who got the Aliyah used to lay. Everyone who got the Aliyah said the Brachas and said his own Kriya. The Tosafot points out in Megillah that why did we change the practice this month that we have one Bal Kori? The second issue of Allah is to shame your day. No one embarrasses people who don't know how to lay. But really, I'll be then, the one who gets the Aliyah and says the Brachas and Torah is still laying. How is that? The Shemeh Kaina, he's considered the Bal Kori, I'll be then. The other one is just doing it for me, but I'm really being Korei the Torah, Midin Shemeh Koine, and I'm being malamed with all the other people in shul, all of these tzufim that are my own. That's how I'm trying to say that one should try as hard as he can to get an aliyah on the Yom Tovim out of the mitzvah thinkers. So the same applies to a chassan, that the chassan has a tzufim. And the tzufim requires that he should be mishamech others. And number one, you say, she gives stock at all. And number two, we should insist that the chasna should get an aliyah to be misameach everybody else by laying.
Is that the chiyuv to be misameach?
Yeah. Whenever you have a chiyuv simcha, like on Yom Tov, so the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yom Tov that simcha doesn't only mean to eat and to drink and to be merry. That's simchas hakeres. The way we visualize simcha is simchas hanefesh, to be sameach and misameach hacherim. So the Rambam writes, what is that? To be misameach, to gear yosem almanot v'yumlolim, the unfortunate people, to give tzedakah. And then also to teach the Divrei Torah to the others. What better way is there to be Mesameach others than by teaching the Divrei Torah? So that's why the Chasen has a Chiyuv to get an Aliyah. Can't say on Yom Tov everybody has a Chiyuv to get an Aliyah. On Simchas Torah we give everybody an Aliyah because we want to make a lot of Simcha. That's why it's called Simchas Torah. Well, I make a lot of sense that everybody gets an aliyah, being malamed. Everybody's being malamed, everybody else is better. And in every yantar, you can't say that everybody's going to get an aliyah. So there says in the pasuk, you should try and pay money, whatever, try to finagle by hook or by crook to get an aliyah on a yantar. As part of the mitzvah simcha.
I think also the question is, they asked him why, because apparently the minhag was also by a consequence that everybody got noticed. Not only noticed her, but whenever the chassid came up, then they were trying to give everybody in the shul at least. I'm saying that, so we do this by the chassid, but the same thing, this idea of teaching others.
Well, again, in the days of the Rishonim, in the days of the Rishon, the Baal Yashayim had a minute that when the person comes to Shul, Shul Ismail Nish has the Chiyah to give him an Aliyah. That's the pleasure of Shulchan Aruch, that's what they call that leaf, that remain. And then they call another minute that when he came to Shul on Shabbos of Shul Ismail Nish, they would give him Machtir, they wouldn't give him one of the Zion crew, the Zion Aliyahs, they would give him Machtir. And whatever the Parashat of Shavua happened to be, he would say this after of Tzoy Tzotzis. That would be the minute. That's how the Mechaber quotes in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, and that's how the Rambam quotes in the end of Tos Tosfos. Then the Achrayim say that we don't have this meaning anymore as Malach. But this HaTorah, Tos Tosfos, is the different reasons why. Why was this HaTorah chosen, Dafke, that the Chosim should be cited all year long? There are a few exceptions. Dalet Parashas, you don't change the HaTorah, and the Shevet Nechemti, you don't change the HaTorah. There are more lists off in Tos Tosfos when you don't change the HaTorah. But let's say 45 weeks out of the year, you would change whatever the Haftarah happens to be. If it's a chassan and shul, the chassan not a noyfer, a chassan and shivish ma'amishta, he would get out maftir, and he would say the Haftarah of soysos. So what's the reason why? Salderach hapshat, the reason is the first person, that it's a soysos, it's Hashem tov and apshi belakai, ki hil bishayna bigde yesha, milk stoko yotan, if you chassan, yichayin peh, v'chach halot tazek eilel. So the Navi says that he's so excited about Binyan Yerushalayim, about rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash and so on, like the chosin who got married, the chosin just got married. So that's how derech hapshad, why the meaning was like that. It's a little shrach hatam. It's the whole reason why. The whole reason why. There must be more reasons why. Okay. Probably more reasons why. Yes, it's all alcohol. Yeah. But why they picked this haftarah is still a question mark. But that was the old meaning. And our friends say that as man is there, we don't have that meaning. The Chiyuv Simcha is based on the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Yom Chasun Asa Yom Simcha Sliba. So the pasuk implies that Yom Chasun Asa is a Yom Simcha Sliba. Pashup Shat is that that's an apposition. Yom Chasun Asa, though, right, will be Yom Simcha Sliba is a description of Yom Chasun Asa. The Medrash Darshan Yom Chasun Asa is a Matan Torah. Yom Simcha Sliba is a Binyan HaMishkan, that they're two different occasions. But the Pashup Shat in the pasuk is Yom Simcha Sliba is a description of Yom Chasun Asa. That's what the Rosh quotes the Maharam Rittenberg. The first parak in Ksuba, that from that pasuk we derive that a chasen has a chiyuv simcha deraisa. That's what he says. The others hold the nashba, that the chiyuv simcha bonim the rabbanim, faces in brachas. I disagree with the Maharam Gutenberg. That's also the chiyuv simcha chasen bonim the rabbanim, not deraisa. But it's also based on that pasuk. The yom simcha sinot, the yom simcha
sinot.
But he has a chiyuv simcha. We have a mitzvah between the chameach, and he has a mitzvah simcha, as a chiyuv simcha. It's both.
The part is right, and there's one point. I mean, why should you not try to get to the other? I mean, you look at it, it's kind of the idea is not to take place. This mitzvah, I mean, with the why you have
whoever gets the aliyah is fulfilling an added mitzvah of Simchas Yontif by virtue of the fact that he's teaching everybody Torah. He's malamed everybody Torah.
But if you don't get anybody else, why do you have to? I mean, that is just going to take place whether or not you get it.
Right, but
why
is Simchas Yontif a Chayvus HaYachid? Not a Chayvus HaYachid at all, it's a Chayvus HaYachid. Every Yachid wants to try to create that.
Well,
it doesn't cause any friction. They give the rabbi an aliyah yantar, they give the Baal Kefer, they give the Baal Shachar, Baal Shachar, Baal Shachar, and all of them again. And the rabbi's left off, they all come. And they give the friends of the Shul, and the Baal they have rules and regulations, so we're not how to solve the problem. How to figure out who's going to get the aliyah. Baal Shachar.
First
day, you get the Baal Kefer, you get the Baal Kefer. Different Minhagim, the Mogen Avraham, at the end of Resh Kei Beis,
you get
the
Minhagim.
Yeah.
Well, the source is meant to be
The Mordechai Megillah, Perek B'nei Huyah, quotes it from the Bali HaTosfos, very old meaning. And Shulchan Aruch quotes it in two places. The Chabad quotes it even though he's not an Ashkenaz, not in the Bali HaTosfos. The Chabad Sfari. He quotes it in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. I'm in the middle of those of Kriyas HaTorah. There are no quotes at the end of Tov Kav Ches. They both quote it. They don't say that we don't practice with the Gemara. Just the Or HaShulchan and the others write, and they never saw anybody do it today. The best time to get married is this week. If you're holding by getting married, then you avoid the whole planet of shooting. If you're holding by getting married, you avoid the whole issue of which I've heard to say you're married the week of
Spice.
The person should try to be Mahana to get an Aliyah once a month. Now, if by getting the Aliyah was friction, then the Pasuk called the Gemara in Pesach and the Midrash Tov. And they used to divide the Lechem Aponim in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Kohanim used to start without getting the Lechem Aponim. So the Kodesh. The Kohanim wanted to eat, everybody wants to create the Shirai. The Red is dish. The Kohanim used to divide the Lechem Aponim. The Kohanim used to create the Shirai. They used to love each other, push and charge. So the Gemara goes to the right side, the full emotion is today in Amen. Right, he says, it's new, but they might get involved in fighting in order to get a mitzvah, so they just walked away, they let the other Kohanim kill each other. They didn't bother. The Russian says, Shulchan Aruch, they both have shows up seated like that. That whenever there's a mitzvah, let's say, SOI wants somebody to say Shia. Or they want somebody to speak about the Kayesh, or they want somebody to speak about Korea, to speak about Shia or something. They're going to have to make a whole fight about it, they're going to have to insult somebody. So it's not worth it. It's new, just walk away, but that's okay. Give the other stuff. And if you don't fight, they're not going to let you do it. You have to fight in order to get it. But the mitzvah is that you don't have to.
You
have to
invite.
You
are
next.
So you.
If you don't fight, you won't get an opportunity to get it good. So you have to fight. That's not a chayva. If you won't do something, then you'll miss your opportunity to fulfill a mitzvah.
What about
the rest of the world? First meeting. Mark says that. That's how we understand. There was a suggestion made, I forgot the fellow's name, by a certain Jew from London, that in order to end all of the anti-Semitism in the Arab world, let's already accept Yoshke as a partner in the firm, and accept the Gospels and the Holy Bible, and practice our minds, and we'll shake hands with them, and we'll worship the way we walk, and nobody's way around. It's practice, it's just the whole thing about it. So we didn't believe in anything anyway. So none of these people believe in anything. So he had to write an essay. So I wrote an essay, he disagreed. He made me an atheist. wasn't an agnostic, he was an atheist. But nonetheless, he wrote a whole essay, why that suggestion is no good. He explained how could it not. The Gospels and the Bible are completely different hashkafas. So one of the things that he points out is about this, that in the Gospels it says you should turn the other cheek, you should always be very altruistic and always do for the other guy, for the other guy, and everything for the other guy, and be mavatal of yourself and always about yourself. And the Torah doesn't hold like that. We say the after the Rav Kamarcha, first I take care of myself, and then I take care of the other guy. It goes to the Mar by Rabbi Akiva, and there's a tour. Two people are traveling in bed, it's only a question of water. That's enough to keep one of them alive and not both. But then the tour says that they both survive and they both die. And it says we don't pass them like them, so we pass them like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because the after the Rav Kamarcha, that you come first. Sayyaha Kaibu Machai Hader. Mechayach Rishayimah. Sayyaha Kaibu Machai Hader. Because that's why he considered that one of the major distinctions between these two non-existent religions. He doesn't believe in any religion. He thinks that everything is below him. Because as far as Ashraf at the high is concerned, he considers that Christianity and Judaism are completely different Ashraf of faith than this one that could. He has a few others that couldn't. That he considers the major contradiction. So he says that just they wouldn't blend in together if you join the gospel. The Yashka could blend in with the Jewish God. That didn't bother him. He had a partnership in the front of it. But the blending of Hashkafa of the gospel with the Bible, that can't be.
Is that right?
Some person say that his manazay shouldn't make much sense.
Shouldn't?
Some person say that his manazay shouldn't. They give different reasons.
I mean, we'll talk about it later. Everybody dies,
or
one person lives.
Yes.
By the rule,
I'll take
it, but it's
okay.
One person does
their
another person.
It's not the same. Right, no, Shahanoth, they have a case like that. It's only because I eat masks, either. I'll eat it, or you'll eat it. So they quote, that we pass my Kerbakiva. I should try to eat it. Each guy should try the tomatoes, and the other guy should get it.
That's different from the
rule. If you're a masa, I'm not allowed to steal it. If it belongs to you, I'm not allowed to steal it. But
if the
masa shall have care, sitting on a table, so I should grip it. I should try to run.
What
do you
think of it? My mouth is open. You
discuss it. You know, it's a place that how often you go to speak to it that you should be the one. Take a look. The Shari Tshuva, that's a place. It's next to the Mishnah Berurah. And this week says in Parshas Vayelech, we have a pasuk that says that the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving us Hamavet B'Chayim, then he says the Bachar B'Chayim. You should choose Chayim. What it means is that you should choose to do the Mitzvah Satayra and have Chaim and not do the Averis and have Mora. So the Mora has a plow that's taken the rice of the Fulman and taken the Rabbah of the Fulman. A plow that's well known to you because we discussed it at length yesterday and on previous occasions. I'm sure you must have heard it before this year. So what is the source of this principle that's taken the rice of the Fulman? So there's a famous dispute in the Rishonim whether this plow itself is a Dindi Arise or a Dindi Rabbanah. Rambam's opinion, the Ravid's opinion, minority view is that Sveika Deraisa Lechumra itself is only the Rabbanan. And Rashi and the Rav HaRishonim hold Fakir that Sveika Deraisa Lechumra is within Deraisa. It's within Deraisa, where is it found in Chumash? Within Deraisa means something that's written in Chumash. Or Halacha Moshe Mishpina, or derived from the Chumash. Where do you see the Chumash? Or it's a Zvorah. Maybe it's a Zvorah. In the Sefer HaRegen, he writes that the source is this Pasuk. The Vachar to Vachayim, the Chirov in Hebrew means when you choose. Election, and you choose. They give you two options, and you choose one or the other. So that's what it means over here. When you're presented with a Sveika Deraisa, you're presented with two alternatives. Either do this or do that. Not, it doesn't mean the Bahart of Achai, it doesn't only mean that you're
over the point.
Doesn't only mean that you are presented with two options, either to do mitzvahs or to do averes. Not or to do mitzvahs or not to do mitzvahs, do averes, not do averes. No. It means when you're even, it even includes this case. That's how the Sefer HaRedim writes. It even includes this case, that if the person is faced with a situation of a Sveika Deraisa, then a Bachar to Bachayim, he chooses to go a Sveika Deraisa. That's what the Sveika Deraisa is one of the early operators, later yeah. Shem, whatever you call it.
I didn't see that. What
kind of Bachayim means to Bachayim means if you're presented with two options, and then you should choose the option, right? That guarantees you to live on, that you're doing the right thing. So the simple meaning is that you're presented with two options, either to do mitzvahs or to do averes. That's Pashat Shat. So then he says, no, more than that, Bachar to Vachayim. If you have a Sveika Deraisa, any suffering, then you say also, Bachar to Vachayim. Choose the way, that's Lechum. The Chai Yodam wrote a Kitzur Sefer HaRedim. He took the Sefer HaRedim and he abridged it. very fascinating book. He arranges all the mitzvahs deraisa, the mitzvahs derabbanan, the mitzvahs with the kabbalah. He arranges them according to the limbs of the body, the mitzvahs with your hands, and the mitzvahs with your feet, and the mitzvahs with your nose, and the mitzvahs with your ears and your eyes. So, very fascinating. He has general mitzvahs, mitzvahs on the kol.
Early afternoon?
Yeah, well, early afternoon. In this week's seder, we have the mitzvah of hakel. And we have the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, the two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Hakel, says in the Chumash, applies to Noshim, Benoshim, Betach, applies to men, women, and children. Who are the top? How old are the top? So the Ramban says that the first of Shat he would have said is that the top are the kids. It would be, let's say, I have two little babies now. My little baby isn't even 1 year old. So if we would take the little baby to the Beis HaMikdosh for Hakel, and then we go home, kid wouldn't, well, we're not allowed to take the baby to the Beit HaMikdash because she still goes in diapers. You're not allowed to take a baby who's in diapers in shul either. Some of our friends say you're not allowed to take a baby in diapers into a sukkah because you're not going to say, so you're not allowed to take a sukkah. Some are making on the sukkah, but on the shul and on the Beit HaMikdash and some, everybody would agree you're not allowed to take a baby make this pant into the Beit HaMikdash and into the shul. It's not direct, you're not allowed. But let's say you have a little baby who's trained, on the stomach you can't have. You have a little baby who's trained, but he really won't notice what's going on. He won't realize that the melech is leaning from the Sefer Torah. He won't understand what's going on. And then we have another child, let's say, who's 3.5 years old, that if we take him to the Beis HaMikdash and he would see the melech reading from the Sefer Torah, he would go home and he'd say, he saw the melech and he saw the Sefer Torah and he saw the Beis HaMikdash and he saw this, and he'd be talking for years and years if you're talking about what he saw. He wouldn't understand what they were leaning. He wouldn't understand because he doesn't understand Hebrew. But he would make a roshim on him. Something would remain. So the Ramban writes that he thinks the only top from the pasuk is speaking of are those top on whom the bringing them to the Beit HaMikdash will make a roshim. I don't remember exactly Ramban Chumash. I don't remember if he says dafke cotton who will understand the kriya. I don't know if he says that or he says it has to be a cotton who at least will see what's going on. He'll see that the person reading the Sefer Torah in Beit HaMikdash, other people, but he doesn't even know the problem that's going on. He's oblivious about Hamasase, then you have no Kima Mitzvah at all bringing him to the Beit HaMikdash. Then the Ramban says, however, in the Gemara, it would appear not like what I claim. So the Gemara, the beginning of Tahila and Abdimalaya, we understand why the men come to Hakel, little boy, men have an obligation to learn Torah. We understand why the women come to Hakel, even though the women have no obligation to learn Torah. The Shmaya, to listen into the Dibi Torah. But what are you putting the top for? What in the world is in the top
three?
Mara says that's a strange answer, at least Carla with the Yayin. You don't really understand what that means. That's because we can't, and that's more we see that it's a proper minute to bring children to shul, at least in Carla with the Yayin. And Tais says, only if they're not mavalbu, they're davening, only if they don't run around, they don't make noise. But if they disturb, then there's no mitzvah to bring them to shul. So the Ramban writes on Chumash that from that, that from that Gemara, at least in Chalim of Yehim, would appear, why does the Gemara say to leave a Roshim on the children? The men go to Vilma, the women come, not Vilma, the women are not obligated to learn, the women come to Shmuel. And the top come, Lirais, so the top come to be inspired that they should talk for the rest of their lives, that they should talk to Melech, Yisrael, Lehmet, they should turn the Azor. Why doesn't the Gemara say that answer? Leave a Roshim on them. The Gemara says, leave in Chalim of Yehim. So from the Pashtus HaGemara, it would appear that it's Mamish Tav Yonke Shadayim. Mamish, little baby. Gratapella, how can it be Yonke Shadayim? You're gonna have dirty diapers. So you're not allowed to bring them into the Beit HaMikdash. But that's what the Ramban writes from the Gemara. It would appear that it means Yonke Shadayim Mamish. And even Mamish, the little tiny babies you have to bring for Hakel as well. The Rav says, Hashem HaKayim, that he thought that it wasn't a Rai, and he thought that the Ramban was right. Not what the Ramban backed out at the end. Ban later on back said, he said he thinks that the Gemara is against what he said. But the Rav said, B'Shem HaPchaim, he said it should be Amistasi. That's how the classical poskim said. The classical poskim talks about chinuch. Let's say, Tzukin. The mitzvah is chinuch by Tzukin. So the machlok is Shammai and Hillel. What age is the mitzvah is chinuch beginning for Tzukin? Everybody has to eat from Tzukin, man. But from what age does that begin? From the Nasari, the Gemara says, begins after the Bar Mitzvah. And the Rabbanon is a din of chinuch. So you have to take even children before Bar Mitzvah be eaten as Sukkot. How young do they have to be? So Hillel is of the opinion, Hillel is of the opinion, only if he's a cotton should he get a chinuch. That is a cotton that Shaina saw to Imoy. But if he's a little baby, he's going to wake up at night, he's going to start screaming, Mommy, 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 he's going to scream all night long, So that's called a katan shalai. He's in the chinuch and he's not chayim. Why exactly should that be called a katan shalai? He's in the chinuch is a question. The Biskarov has a famous beer on that. Shiurim on Erechim, beginning of Erechim, they told the Biskarov gives him shalai. He explains just in a nutshell, he explains that in every mitzvah, the Gemara says, the end of Lulav Agoda, every mitzvah, there isn't one standard Malka chinuch. Not when the child reaches this date, calendar date, then it's called a katan shalai. He's in the chinuch for all the mitzvahs. Not so. In each and every mitzvah, the kid becomes a katan shalai at a different stage. What stage? When he's able physically to do the ma'aseh mitzvah. The Gemara says, katan shalai hishtatek. If the katan knows how to put on talis properly, then he's then the father's chayav to buy him a talis. But there's a little kid, I have a 3-year-old kid, he doesn't know how to put on a talis. So I'll put on the talis, I'll sit in shul. So that's called katan shalai hishtatek. Katan shalai hishtatek means he knows he's able physically to put it on his own. A katan she'edel and aneya, then the father has to give him a lulav that he should shake, or a katan she'edel lishma tfilah, the father has to give him a pair of tfilah. The Gemara says it's chinuch on tfilah. The Gemara says each and every mitzvah, the din of chinuch begins when the child is able to do physically the ma'aseh mitzvah properly. If he's not able to do the whole ma'aseh mitzvah properly from the beginning to the end, then there's no chiyuv chinuch. So that's what the Brisker Rav said, he had a din that mitzvah felt him in a stukah. And let's say a guy's going to be sitting in the studio and he's going to be screaming, mommy, 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 he won't be able to speak all night long. And if you leave him in the house next to where his mother is, so he'll call mommy and he'll go to his mother, whatever, and mother will take care of him. He's going to be in the sukkah, he's going to be crying all night long. So that's not lohim etzpar, put them in the sukkah. So if the baby is touched, that if he's going to wake up in the middle of the night, he's going to be crying, so that's called mitzpar, put them in the sukkah. So there's no din chinach on such a child. That's called a kotm shalai gila chinach legabi sukkah, legabi matzah. He would be higil chinuch. He's able to eat the matzah. Legabi lulav, he can shake the lulav. That's the higil chinuch. But legabi sukkah is called legil. That's how the Biskar Rav says. So that's hillel shita. Hillel, this hillel, a hillel, the Mishnah took all that you only have chinuch on children who are talking shayna torah leimo. There's a bit of chinuch to be machanach in the sukkah. And Shammai disagrees. Shammai is machan that even earlier you also have to take the baby into the sukkah. So the Mishnah writes a story. The daughter-in-law of Shammai gave birth to a baby right soon before Sukkot. And then the daughter-in-law was a Yoledes, so she wasn't going to sleep in the Sukkot, she was going to sleep in the house. So she slept in the house and she had a baby boy. So it's a pichtu samaziva, a pichis samaziva. So Shammai went and he ripped off the roof. Let's say Shammai's daughter-in-law was sleeping in the bedroom and then in the cradle or whatever, where the baby was at the other end of the bedroom. So he ripped off the roof on top of the cradle of the baby boy. The daughter-in-law's patamana sukkah, she's a woman, but the baby is a boy. His chayna sukkah is just born, a week or two old. Tichas atazivam ipnei atina, in order that the tina should be able to sleep in the sukkah. So Shammai holds that there's a din of chinuch on babies, even though the kid can't even see. And if he was just born, the kid can't even see, doesn't know what a sukkah is, doesn't know what's going on b'chlal. His eyes can't even focus here, doesn't know b'chlal what's going on. So the Bnei Yeshua and the classical achrayim say it's chilek plum, it doesn't make any sense. I can see that he holds it as a chiyuv chinuch. I'm a cousin who's mamash amistasnei. What kind of chinuch is there amistasnei? That's what people point out is the Maharshal and Yevamos who answers this kasha. This Gemara is quoted in the first parak in Yevamos. The end of the first parak in Yevamos, Gemara is the whole sugi about the also b'shamik in Yevamos, the Lord also b'shamik in Yevamos. B'shamik we're the minority, we still lose the majority of the Lord. B'shamik we're outvoted. Everything be with. So Gemara has a shayla that they shamik. When they were outvoted, so you offered the Rabbah Mohan Kiram. So anybody who doesn't know whether to follow B'shan or B'Sivim, so you follow the road, follow B'Sivim. You don't know who's right, so follow B'Sivim to be on the right. What about the people, the Bala Menor himself, what about the Kana himself, who's in the minority? He has to give up his sheet that he must follow the majority opinion? Or he's also B'Shan Kidivim, he can follow his own sheet. That's a Shaila. Gemara comes to the conclusion that yes, but also B'Shan Kidivim. That the Mir is allowed to follow their own sheet, whatever they feel is allowed, but they follow. And those that don't belong to the Miyu, or the Ro, they don't follow the Bishami or Bitzil, the Hamoinam, the Balabatim, so they have to follow the Ro. And that's Sugi, the Gemara quotes this Mishnah. But you see that also Bishami ki debem, the Shami ripped off the roof on top of the baby. So you see the foot? So when the Gemara quotes it, it's in Gans and Shalom and Kom, it's not in Sukkah. So the Marshal has a comment on that Gemara, I think it's up your dollars. It's not even the Anshom, just on the back of the Gemara, on the bottom of the Mashal, in the Chachma Shalom. And the big Mishnayis, Yochanan Bar's Mishnayis on Sukkot, it's on the side of the Mishnayis, they quote all the Achronim Yeresk, it doesn't make sense. And the Mashal explains what's going on. He says, the Mashal explains, Upichas et ha-mazivo, nitnei koton, I think he changes the girsa, or he says the girsa always goes like that. I don't remember. Not mitnei ha-katon, without a hey, you shouldn't say ha-katon, you say katon. This wasn't her first boy. She had another child. She had another baby who was 3 years old. And then she just had a baby last week. And she was sleeping in the house. She had a sleep in the house. But the little baby was just born, even Shammai hold that there's no din of chinuch. Because the kid would mamish be oblivious of what's going on. He wouldn't even know. He's on the sasik, but shai chinuch on the sasik. Sasik is kilo lo yosa klum. But the Mishnah says, Pichas es tamaziv o mipnei koton, not mipnei ha-koton. The baby who was just born, the Mishnah says, Maisel yodo kalasa shol Shammai. So Yodha Kalasa Shami, she just gave birth to a girl, doesn't matter what. So the Tanim who were just born, even Shammai holds his Nochi B'chinach HaNem. But Pichas HaSeh, HaMaziv HaMipnei Kotam, because of the other baby that she had in the house. The other baby was not a Misfasik. The other baby was already a few years old, except that he was the Tzorech Limo. The other baby was Tzorech Limo. The mother was not going to sleep under any circumstance. The mother was not going to sleep in the Sukkah. She just gave birth to a baby. She was going to sleep at home, in a comfortable home. And she had to have the children near her, the little baby who was just born and the other baby who was 3-4 years old. She had to take care of them. So Shammai ripped the... husband, in order to make his yeshiva sukkah more enhanced, because Peshu Kien Kaduru. The Gemara says, Mad Vira Ishvi Yishtoi, sukkah is also Ishvi Yishtoi. So even though the women are really Fatam in our sukkah, but indirectly they're a little bit Mukhiv. They're Mukhiv to sleep in the sukkah, to eat and sleep in the sukkah, to make their husband's yeshiva sukkah more comfortable, and more Peshu Kien Kaduru. That's how the Gemara says in Erkan Dabdimah.
For a second, the question for me is going to be no way to act itself.
Even the pool, I think, ignores. Say the pool of Bainapur. It's going to come up in that rock, it's Dafir Allah.
Please look at what she
purchased
our parents of
the kids to shoot. Each child is different. No, that's a major question. Each child is different. Some children have good flesh and others don't. If a kid runs around to them, he's going to share the body and share the baby.
But
he's not allowed to take
it.
Make a ration is not sufficient. You have to have number one make a ration, and number two, you should not stare the dominance. So if he takes it for 10 minutes, okay, he won't stare the dominance. But if he's not having it for a long period of time, not long. But he makes an attempt. Say, the Talakhama is in the Sukkah, that you're not allowed to have. Some Talakhama is not allowed to take it for the Sukkah. Talakhama is in the Shul, that's what they can do.
How do
you
feel that we are trying to enter the Gemara, that we have to deny from
The Rav said, Shem Hashem, didn't really understand. Why the Rambam thinks that Gemara contradicts his Yisrael? Even if it does make a Roshim on the child, but the kid is not understanding what the laying is. So the Ikeh Din Apakalu is, the Torah says, V'yozni ha'om, you should lay the Sefer Torah, that the men should learn, the women should hear the Din and Esh. The children are not going to understand the Din. So that's the Gemara is a top lama point. What does top come? They're not learning. So they must listen to the end to give them star because they're being machanach their children. But still, you're being machanach them with the next generation. The next generation, but it's to keep them oblivious of what's happening. That's not kinch. The people you hadn't brought them. So that means the person who does something doesn't even realize what he's doing.
There's
absolutely nothing being accomplished. That's how the Ramban understood the Gemara. So the Rav said, B'shem HaKhem, that he didn't really understand why the Ramban felt the Gemara contradicted his view. It doesn't really. Listen, Tzadaviyah means that the kids are not going to learn anything clearly. They're going to learn the Rishamayim, they'll have what to talk about for the rest of their lives. They saw the Melech and they say the Torah. They saw thousands of people and so on. But he's not going to be able to say over any dinim that he heard. The kid is too young to understand the dinim, or he's not going to pay attention. He's going to be watching everything that's going on. So that's what the Gemara was bothered with. But in a Hanami, if the kid doesn't even realize what's happening, says, Kilo, you hadn't brought him. Called Misasa.
As far as the case of
the disciples, isn't the Mehrabim Rosh Law supposed to have all these things? I'm permitted to daven if it's Mechusa. I'm allowed to daven in the same room, but still, it's not to be Zoyin to the Beis HaMikdash, I'm Zoyin to the Beis HaKnesses, to bring in an even Mechusa. As a guy has a bag of so on, covered up, he's allowed to take it into the shul. It's not. not mistamana. That's what the Paskim say. No. They say no, not mistamana. They say it's awesome. They say, I have a machlekes, what about sukkah? Is it mutter to take a baby into the sukkah, a clean baby, whom you know is probably going to make it his pants in another 10 minutes? So some of them say it's also awesome. It's a design into the Kedushas HaSukkah to bring in such a baby. Even if in sukkah we're not so strict, but in a shul and a beis hamikdash mistamah it's awesome. The behemoths were always they brought karbanis in beis hamikdash, so the karbanis they couldn't train the animals. So the behemoths used to make soy all over the place, the Gemara says. It was like a slaughterhouse. The Gemara says in Yuma, the mission says in Yuma, they had to make sure that the backside of the behemoth was not facing the heichal, that the soya shouldn't mess up the beis hamikdash tuma. So that you have no greater. You have to bring the behemoths with the karbanis. But people who are like behemoths, they're finished. You have little babies, so we're going to make an offense. You don't have to bring them in.
What would the commercial do with more ages of that the mother who brought it down to
It had an effect. Sure, Hananya, right? That the mother brought him to the base medrash and he heard them learning, so they had a hashpa on it. That's another thing. I had a hashpa. I mean, why shouldn't the Ramban have said that just even taking a little baby will also have a hashpa? But strictly al pi halacha, that's called misasich. If the child is not consciously aware of what's happening, even though it has a hashpa on the subconscious, that's called misasich. And al pi din, when a person does something or participates in some action, the misasich we consider it as if he wasn't there, as if he didn't do anything. So that's the Ramban's original taina. That's where Rav Chaim held was more correct than the Maskon. That a child is a misasich, even though subconsciously it certainly will have a hashpa, but since consciously he's not aware of the fact that he's participating in anything about haka. But he hasn't been brought. At the end of Parshas Vayelech, the Chumash has after the Parshas Vayelech, the Chumash has a pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this prayer and he gave it to the Kohanim Bnei Levi, and he said that they should put it next to the Aron Brit Hashem, they should put it next to the Lukas. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Gemara hasn't brought Rashi quotes, the Gemara hasn't brought Basra in the first parak, the Machlokes Satanoim. Exactly, where was this Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote? Where was it placed? Inside the Aron, with the Luchos, or a daf with bole. It was a shelf sticking out from the Aron HaKodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim, and he said, Torah Moshe Rabbeinu was munach on the daf. Machlokes HaTanaim, exactly what the story was. The Tanaim lived after the Chulbar Rishon, so they had no way of knowing, and the Luchos were in Nignazu, the Aron with the Luchos were in the basement, but the Gemara has different opinions where. But they weren't there anymore in the Kodesh HaKodashim. So it was Man Bai Sheni, and after, nobody knew for sure what the Aron looked like. So that's why the Tanaim have a Machlokes Parshas Metzias. What did it look like? Where was the Sefer Torah? So the Gemara in Gittin on that Mentes, the Mishnah says that when you're laying for your Sefer Torah, you have to give the Aliyas in order, Kohen Levi Yisrael. Tam Chacham is Kohen. If you have Tam Chacham, he gets the first Aliyah. Huh? And then we have a minig, from the Gaonim that only if he's really, really... if he's outstanding. But he's a very outstanding Tanakhov, and then he can get the first Aliyah. We have a meaning not to give the Tanakhov the first Aliyah, even if the Kohen is an Am Haaretz, and the Tanakhov and the Yisrael is the Tanakhov, so they go ahead and institute a meaning, not to follow the Yidigim. The Vilna Gaon, on Simchas Torah night, took the first Aliyah. All year long, he followed the meaning of Gaon. On Simchas Torah night, he would take the first Aliyah, and he would give the other Aliyahs in order, Medina to Gemara, you always give the aliyahs to the greatest Tamachachim, then the next Tamachachim, the next Tamachachim, and every week everybody gets the same aliyahs. Every week you don't open it. Medina to Gemara, the same guys get the aliyahs every week. And the greatest Tamachachim, the next, and so on. So that's when on Simchas Torah night, he followed the strange thing. The Gemara has two tzuchos to demonstrate that this did is solid. And you have to give the coin the first aliyah. The one pasuk is in Kiddashto in Parashas Emor. In Kiddashto, Lechol Dovah Shebekdusha, Lechtach Rishon, Lechvach Rishon, Lechitam on the Yof Rishon. Then the Gemara says the other pasuk is this one. That this pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, Sefer Torah, by Yitnoa Lekohanim B'nei Levi, and he told him to put it next to the Aron Bris Hashem. What is that in Zeinu Chotanim with the Sefer Torah? What do you give it to them for? Can you give it to Yeshua Ben Nun? What do you give it to them for? So the pasuk shot perhaps is, there and Shah put it in. Who's going to walk into the Kodesh HaKadosh to put it in? Normal people are not allowed to walk in there. It's the charge even. If they are allowed to walk in, the Torah, but this the Beit HaMikdash and the Azor and the Kodesh HaKadosh is all under the charge of the Kohanim and the Levim. So they gave it to the Kohanim, they should put it in. So the Gemara says, no, a different shot, that the Kohanim and the Levim are special mechotonim as far as the Torah is concerned. That the Kohanim have a greater obligation to learn Torah and to teach Torah, and the Levim have a little less, but more than the rest of the Israel. The rest of the Israel have a plenty of to learn Torah and to teach Torah. So that's what the Gemara understands, that since the Kohanim, since from this pasuk you see Kohanim have more of a shaychus to learning and to teaching Torah, and the Levim have a little less, and more than Bnei Yisrael, and then Bnei Yisrael have regular. So therefore, when you learn Bnei Yisrael, you give the first aliyah to the Kohen, second aliyah to the Levim, and the third aliyah to the Yisrael. Is there any difference, Nachmanim and Levim, between whether the din is learned out in the pasuk of Kiddush, or the din is learned out in this pasuk of Vayitna Lakonim Bnei Levi? So the Prima Gaudim and Hilchas Bnei Yisrael suggests there ought to be Levi. The Gemara does patch up, even from Kiddush, the Gemara has another pasuk to fill in Levi. Pasuk from Dvorim, I think, you know, but I agree with that. So the Bimgolim says, yes, there is a major Nafkemina here. What if the coin is a Balmum? Or what if the coin was once over Avodah Zarah and then he's Chayza B'tshuva? So are you obligated to give him the first Aliyah? See, if he say that giving the first Aliyah to the coin to the Levi is based on the Pasuk, V'kidashta L'chavol Shekdusha, so how does that Pasuk come through? V'kidashta Ki Aslecha Melekech Ruhu Makriv. So that only applies to Kohanim who are Ksherim La'Avoda. But if they're not Ksherim La'Avoda, then Al Pi Pashtus, there's no din of Kiddushta. That's how the Prima Gaudim says, based on the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says, by Kotten. Kohen Kotten is possible La'Avoda, so there's no Kiddushta on the Kohen Kotten. You don't give him the first Aliyah. And, but if the Prima Gaudim says, but if the din of giving the Kohen and the Levi the first two Aliyahs is based on this Pasuk, and today said with Ayelech, then it should even apply if the Kohen is possible La'Avoda, because this Pasuk doesn't say anything about La'Avoda. It's a whole different idea. Not kes lachem ala kech uhu makrim, because it's makrim with karbonis. But rather because Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to the Kohanim and the Levim, because they have more of a shaykhus. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted that the Kohanim and the Levim should have more of a shaykhus with learning and teaching Torah than Bnei Yisrael. This talk I did also, the Kohanim and the Levim have more of a shaykhus. The Rambam quotes from the Sifrei, commenting on the Pesukim in Dvarim. It says, "Keep on with the Torah, Mishpat, the Dana, Dana, and Dimi, 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 never to dig into the Shabbat, and come to the Yomim, so you go to the Beis Hamikdash." And then it says, "You should come to the Kohen Harvim, who will be by Yom Mahaim, and they should pass in the Shaila." But the Kohen Harvim, who says the Kohen Harvim are members of the Beis Nagar, so the Rambam quotes the Sifrei that in that passage you see that it's a mitzvah to include Kohen Harvim in the Beis Nagar, and if they're royal, the Kach, get flat and amar. It's not. But if you have Kohen Harvim who know how to learn, so it's a heathen mitzvah to have them participate in the Beis. There's a special mitzvah, an added mitzvah, Kohen Levim, that Yerim Shpatev Le'yayim is a lot for the Yisrael, that they should teach the Torah to the Yisrael. In 69 Yishmael Da'at, the Torah Yivak Shemipiyu, the Novi said. There's a special idea that Kohen should teach Torah, a little less that Levim should teach Torah, and then that everybody should learn and teach Torah.
Well, how many possibilities have you
not
to be
able to do that?
Like I said, by
Apollo,
it's
Apollo
for
the Apollo of the Torah. No, Apollo was Mamish, not Apollo, not a claim at all. Yeah, Apollo's work.
But how would we
possibly
do
that? By Balmum?
Yeah.
That's a shayla. Rabbi Kibbeh called Mishayim.
We have the
shayla
kind of in Kisara.
Yeah. Kibbeh quotes Mishayim and say that Balmum does get, there is a din of Kiddushta against the Magen Avraham. The problem? Magen Avraham says that by Kain Katan it's not din of Kiddushta. Rabbi Kibbeh says that the Katan has a Kisara and it should be a Balmum also now. It says in some of Purusha Sifra, that the Rambam, the Chinuch Klal, that the din of Kiddush even apply for a Balmum. So there's a literature about it. Could be, but that's not the reason that the Magen Avraham gives. Magen Avraham says that he's not supposed to bring a Balmum. Okay, I have to mention that on Sunday I have to go away early. Everything is irregular, so I'm going to have to say the Shiur about 10 o'clock in the morning. So I'll ask everybody who's interested in hearing Shir on Sunday, on Brochas. Sunday we'll learn Brochas, I think, yeah. So, believe now I'd like to start attending. Okay, now everybody's invited to attend. If you want, the symposium across the street. The morning symposium will be about Hanhogas Bnei Torah. How Bnei Torah should act, how they should dress, how they should speak, how they should deal with their balabatim, how you should say yeshiva, it's going to be a Rebbe in yeshiva. I don't know exactly, but they're having, I think, four or five speakers in the morning. And then in the afternoon, Rabbi Lam will speak about the Derech HaLimud of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, I think. That's what his doctoral thesis was on, ophthalmology. And then later in the afternoon, there'll be a symposium about what the different rabbis are going to speak about, what they think the Derech HaLimud should be on learning Talmud.